Hampi Group of Monuments, the Royal City of Vijayanagara. Why is the weather app showing Vijayanagara instead of Hampi? I inquired. Because the Hampi Group of Monuments is in Vijayanagara, the capital city of medieval Vijayanagara Empire or Karnataka Kingdom. My cousin Alok replied. We had reached Hampi in the night. Sweltering heat made me open the app and discover this lesser-known factoid. Alok and I took this road trip 4 weeks ago. He had flown down to join me as I was moving from Bangalore to Gurgaon. Instead of the regular route, I planned an itinerary that would cover a few bucket list destinations en route, Hampi being one. About the Hampi Group of Monuments. These stone structures, built between the 14th and the 16th centuries, cover an area of approximately 4,100 hectares or 41 square kilometer. Though we had planned a three-night stay in Hampi, from the outset, we knew it wasn't enough to do justice to this site. But we tried to do our best. On the rocky banks of the Tungabhadra River, there is less soil and more stone covering the terrain. While this facilitated the Vijayanagara Empire to carve history in stone, it also meant the region was hot as hell in late April. As we set out to explore, we discovered the monuments comprised two broad categories: temples and the royal township. I'll cover the temples in the next post. Royal Palace and Surroundings. The royal monuments comprise three broad clusters of structures. The ceremonial complex that houses the Mahanavami platform and the public square, the Lotus Mahal or palace with its attached elephant stables, and the Queen's Bath. As you approach the Mahanavami platform complex, you will spot a solid stone gate now lying on the ground, because of the easy availability of the stone in the area. The platform is a tiered structure. Its lower two tiers are of granite. The sides of the platform bear carvings in stone that depict royal activities like marching animals, dancers and musicians, and battle processions. This ceremonial structure had a wooden mandapa or pavilion on top, burnt down when latter-day aggressors destroyed Hampi. This complex also houses a stunning symmetrical stepwell, the likes of which are often seen in Rajasthan. The tanks and stepwells in Hampi were public utilities, some perhaps used for royal ceremonies. Lotus Mahal and Elephant Stables. Lotus Mahal is a two-storied structure. It is a symmetrical square built in Hindu mandala design with arches, vaults and domes of the Indo-Islamic style. They built its pyramidal domes in the Hindu temple architectural style. Why they built Lotus Mahal is not clear, though the experts conjecture it to be a council hall. In the complex's east is the Gajshala or Elephant Stables. The structure comprises 11 chambers with arched openings. Domes top these chambers. The Queen's Bath. The modern name is a misnomer, as this square water pavilion was a public bath meant for locals and travelers. Lying southeast of the royal center, it has a pavilion, a water tank, and stone plumbing for moving fresh water and removing overflows. The periphery of this structure has arches of an Indo-Islamic style. It reflects an era when Hindu and Muslim arts influenced each other. Other public areas. Talarigatta Gate, though in ruins, still serves the purpose of being the main entrance into the town from the riverside. There are many pillared bhojanshalas or food halls and market squares around the Hampi complex. Besides these, an extensive water infrastructure exists here for locals, travelers, rituals, and irrigation. As a flourishing trade center of the medieval era, most of these facilities catered to the traders visiting the Vijayanagar Empire. As we explored these ancient ruins, some restored, others in disrepair, we marveled at the town planning prowess of several centuries ago. In the next post, when I write about the temples of Hampi, you will realize how advanced the empire's city building was. Pin this history in stones.